After getting a bear with his bow way out in the Idaho wilderness, Scotty Sear had to get it back to his truck. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I ran into four young guys, and I said, hey, you guys want to help me get a bear out? And they're like, yeah, sure, where? And I said, oh, just up the road, about a mile. So the four of us go into the bear, and they're like, whoa, this is a big bear. So we cut a lodge pole, tied the bear on the lodge pole, and all four of us, we'll just carry this thing out, two in front, two in back. And we made it maybe a quarter mile and in 2.5 hours. And so those guys, needless to say, gave up. And I'm like, oh, what am I going to do now? So I ended up bringing them down next to the creek, next to the cool, because it was pretty warm, and quartered them up and got them all skun up and cleaned out. And then took out some, went back to camp, got up early the next morning, went back in and got the rest of them out. It was pretty fun. So now he's on the wall. The one thing I should have done that I didn't do is, and I had taken out the whole cape, and my wife, Nancy, actually wants this. She said, you should have got the butt stuffed. So on one side of the wall, I have a 3/4 where you see his chest, and he's just like up looking, not in a vicious mode on my wall. But she said, if you had the butt, we could have put the butt on the other side of the wall.
That's what I would call extremely innovative thinking, wouldn't you? This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.